This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
You know, sometimes in life, you just gotta have a little fun. And even if that means bringing the show from inside to outside so that Eric Norrison and I can sip on some suds, I'm down for it.
Oh, yeah. We got this beautiful sunlight. You know, it's like, sure, we're 200 feet away from, you know, where we're normally at, but it's still a nice change.
I know. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday with Eric Norrison. How have you been doing, man? This was your idea.
Good.
You were like, you know what? Let's take the show outside, enjoy a little social distancing, enjoy a little bit of the weather, and enjoy some of your fantastic brews.
Absolutely. You know, can't get a better day for this.
I know.
It's not roasting. It's just nice and chill.
I know.
A little bit of wind. It's
and
nice.
You've got three beers today. We've got two bottles. We got a Colossus can. I'm looking forward to it as usual. Where do we want to start?
I think let's start with the pils. It's Pilsner weather. Let's drink some pils.
Let's do it. So we've got the Daybreak Pilsner right here.
Yep.
And this is, I've always said, such a drinkable beer. Now, be careful because you're going to have to get up and maneuver yourself perfectly. There you go. To get the bottle into the glass and get the perfect pour.
Full arm
Not too
leg.
Bad, dude.
Boom.
Well done. And this is so much better, I'll be honest, seeing you for the first time in forever. Because
I know. It's like...
It's been, what, 3 months?
Yeah, pretty much. It's seeing people again, you know? Like... I've just been holed up in my house for the most part, doing everything by phone as much as possible. It's nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you, too. That's exactly how we've done it for the last couple of months, so it's good to see you. So we got the Daybreak Pilsner, perfect copper color. Mm. Give us the lowdown on the smell after you take that sip there.
Just a nice, just heavy herbal aromas, just a nice spicy pepperiness to it. Nice little bite to it, good dose of carbonation on that. It's just... perfect for this weather.
Oh my gosh. Simple for this weather too. It's not too complex to me.
Yeah.
It tastes super smooth and super crisp.
Yes.
And this is one of those beers that I swear you can drink anytime.
Yeah.
But on a day like today, especially when the weather's been getting nicer and everything like that, that's when you actually do it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, laid out in a lawn chair, or, you know, maybe you're on a lawn mower, though I technically shouldn't be able to say that. Like, don't operate power equipment while drinking my beer, but operate power equipment while drinking my beer.
Because, you know what? This is like the perfect patio beer.
Exactly.
That's one way to put it. A perfect patio beer. Okay, so real quick, as we're sipping, what have you been up to over the last couple of months, you know, dealing with the COVID-19 and social distancing and also trying to still be productive, I'm sure.
I mean, like, so I've had a backlog of stuff that I've wanted to do and, like, you know, been able to do that, like tearing apart heat exchangers, cleaning up things. I've had projects, definitely, and, you know, or my winter was kind of a wash on getting some of the projects down, so this has been really helpful in catching up on a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, like things that, you know, not necessarily a problem right now, but I could see it becoming a problem in, like, you know, 6 months to a year or something like that. I mean, like, heat exchangers, got to break those down once a year at least, you know, spray everything out, you know, and just wasn't able to hit that up this winter. So, you know, getting that in was great.
Yeah, one thing I appreciate that you and the rest of the folks over there at Wagner Vineyards and also with you at the brewery, you guys were really doing a lot of social happy hours so that people could learn a little bit more about what you guys do and what goes into your craft.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been really, really great for, like, kind of just getting word out on, like, how we do this, you know? I mean, a lot of the work we do is just kind of take it for granted, no offense, guys, but, you know, you don't understand, like, what, you know, the owners, John Wagner and everything, what it takes to put in a new vineyard. And, you know, so that was one of the topics of a couple of the happy hours a few past. You know, we've had all sorts of things, like, on bottle design. John Poulos has been doing some great ones.
That's cool.
The winemakers. And so just being able to get this out there, because, you know, we've been around forever and, you know, we're still doing new and fresh things, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's so cool. You know what's cool to me, too? The fact that we're out here sipping on beer, and there's people that are probably driving by.
I know.
It's who like... either have no idea what we're doing, number one, but number two, if they're listening and they're driving by, joke's on you guys. Exactly. We're the ones getting what's to have up, all the fun. Stop by if you want. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday. Coming up in a little bit, your chance to win a growler and a fill to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing. All right, what else do we got?
All right, next up is Dockside Vienna Lager, which is, since we've made these changes to it and brought it, made it much drier, it's much more palatable in the summer sun, you know?
Really?
When I started, it was actually, I wouldn't even really kind of call it a Vienna Lager. I'd call it more of like a, it's more in line with an Oktoberfest or a Marzen. Okay. We've dried it out considerably. That was both by increasing the hops in it, because, you know, by increasing bitterness, that counteracts sweetness in your beer.
Okay.
And then also, I honestly just kind of threw out some bags of malt, like, you know, cut down how much malt we're putting into it, and brought the gravity down.
Was it a different kind of hops, or is it the same kind of hops?
Same kind of hops. Like, the story behind that was, back when Eric Byers was around, there was a brew day when we were working on Vienna. There was miscommunication between me and Eric, and we doubled the hop doses.
Yeah.
And at first, we were like, let's hope this tastes okay. And we had it, and we're like, this is much better.
This does taste okay.
This is better.
It's also, this is, there's something here I'm tasting, almost like a little bit of a caramel.
Yes, you get a bit of caramel, a little bit of chocolate. That's from the Cara Munich malt. We used to use a Cara Amber malt in this, and it's more of an English malt, actually. Okay. So this being a Vienna lager, I just wanted to get all the English kind of malt influence out of it. And Cara Munich is kind of, it actually has some of the similar color tones as Cara Amber, but at the same time, it's just, it's like a variation on Munich malt, which is a basic base malt that's a bit breadier in flavor and stuff. It has to do with something with how long they roast it and like water content before they roast it and everything like that.
Man.
And then doing it, making it, caramelizing the Munich malt just gives it this nice, really healthy kind of caramel note to it.
Okay. Caramel or caramel? Which route do you go?
I am notorious for mispronouncing things. So,
but I feel like you can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, exactly. I just say it and try to read the room afterwards. Like, my girlfriend's always catching me on things like, you know, like, that's not how you say that, Eric. But I'm like...
But what I've always discovered, I feel like, is that people who work in the food and drink industry, they always seem to say it caramel. And you did throw a few caramels out there. And oh my goodness, Eric just pointed at a deer. There is a massive deer in the field that's about to cross the road. And
he made it!
That's the beauty of doing all of this outside. I love it. We're drinking some Dockside Vienna Lager and watching a deer run across the road and avoid getting hit. Fantastic. Okay, I don't even remember what we were talking about. Caramel, caramel, I don't even care at this point.
Food service caramel pronunciation.
Is that what we're going to go with?
I think so.
Caramel?
Let's say caramel.
All right, caramel. Yeah. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. All right, we got the Colossican, baby, but this is unlabeled. You got to give us the details on this thing.
All right, this guy is an unfinished beer. It's only lightly carbonated. I just turned this down this morning, actually. This is our cross-section IPA.
Oh.
Before we transfer it into the bright tank and get it all carbonated. So there's a bit of natural carbonation to it, but nothing really good going on. This is one of those things that I try to sample this morning, and I'm just like, that's so good, we're taking it to Nick.
Oh, wow, that color.
Yeah, that color,
that
haze.
That is very hazy.
I mean, it's going to take a bit. There's going to be a bit more longer before, you know, the rest of the, some of the things drop out.
Yeah.
It's, we're switching it over to the Bright Tank next Monday. So it's going to be a bit still.
Yeah.
It has some time to condition still.
Oh,
but for
wow.
me, that's getting, it's the aroma. Like,
that's what I was just going to say.
That smell. It's just.
That citrusy smell, man.
Citrus, a bit of pine, a lot of fruit punch. I just get like straight Hawaiian punch off of this. Like,
oh, wow. Man, let's give it a whirl.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so different than a usual cross-section IPA.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, without the carbonation breaking it up as much, it, you know, kind of condenses a bit, but still that oh god, that mouthfeel, the kind of the fluffiness behind it. You get to see it a lot straighter than, you know.
So you plan on releasing this as an unfinished almost?
Or
is it going to be, or is this something that you're just kind of sampling right now because you're like, why not?
Yeah, I'm sampling it right now because why not? I mean, I'm usually grabbing samples off a tank, you know, as it's fermenting and as we're turning it down in various steps. And, you know, today was just one of those things that, like, I knew I was coming in here and I wanted you to try this, you know?
This is great. Like, this was a brilliant idea by you. And the color of this, again, it's kind of got that hazy, almost... I hate to be that person who says it kind of looks like orange juice, but it kind of does.
It does, from a distance, definitely.
You know?
It's definitely got that. I mean, you look at it out on the edges, it gets really clear, but right in the center there, it's just nice and dark and orange. And
loaded. I love it, man. Mm. This is great.
Yeah. So we'll be bottling this June 10th, and it'll be on our shelves June 12th. So if you guys want to drive in and try some of this super fresh, like, always recommend this, getting this fresh.
Yeah.
Still really great a few months on, but, you know, super fresh is fantastic.
I know I will be there, and whoever wins a growler and a fill in just a minute, hopefully they'll do the same. But real quick, you guys are back to normal hours, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, 10 to 5,
awesome.
Monday
that's
through
great.
Sunday. Yep.
And you still require people to wear a mask when they come in?
Of course,
in and everything.
That's going to be standard across the board going through the future. We're still figuring things out. Opening phase 3, whenever that happens to be, because... I don't know, there was a bit of a wrench thrown in a phase 2. So things might happen. Phase 3 might get delayed. We might not be. So, you know, we're shooting for June 12th,
okay.
I think, is phase 3. But
and that would be right around the time. Is that during phase 3 you guys would be able to open up the tasting room, hopefully?
Tasting rooms will be open. It's going to be like... We're going to have, like, wine tasting, it's kind of like by appointment. You got to, you know, got to make an appointment. 30 minutes, you get in there, we'll work with you. Of course, you'll be able to go without your mask in the tasting room because you can't drink through a mask. But after that, we just ask you, if you're inside the building, wear your masks, guys. We already situated tables outside.
Really?
I think the mandate's like 9 feet between tables. So, like, we got... things situated.
Perfect.
We're ready for people to come in. We're going to have all that outdoor space for people to use. You can stay socially distanced. We're doing everything in our power to keep it safe and, you know, make sure
good.
That you're able to enjoy yourself.
Yep. Make sure you go visit them. Route 414 in Lodi. Growler and a fill to give away to somebody, as always, my man. Who are we going to give that to today?
Do that to number 6.
Number 6 it is at 607-533-0077. Again, the number 607-533-0077. It is finally good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been great,
it's
man.
Been too long. This
it
was a great
been
idea.
Way too long.
This was a great idea. Thanks so much for stopping by, as always.
No problem.
BTL is back after this.